Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some bloke. You deserve it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week, basically.
BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Hey boys, Toilet Seat Pube here, or TSP for short, whatever you guys want to go with. Hope you had a good time in Vegas. Anyways, I just got back from the doctor. I had a little thing with my butthole going on, and so I'm there turned around. The doctor has to take a peek at it, which is never fun, but he says he knows what the problem is. He just has to numb it for a minute. I said, okay, whatever. I'm facing the other way. All of a sudden, I hear and feel, num, 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 num.
Bloody brilliant. Beers.
Yeah, good thanks.
Bloody brilliant.
Beers.
Blowing the froth off.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Blue Bet.
That's Klutz. I'm Darcy. The Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. Happy Monday, Klutzy. Where are we, mate?
Mate, Caxton Hotel, as always. It's a great, glorious day in Queensland, it always is.
This is our Blowing the Froth Off podcast where we hear from you guys, the frothies. So if you'd like to get in touch, give us a call and leave us a message on 0731033389 or... alternatively, you can hit the link in Instagram and or TikTok by it.
Fucking oath. Now, TSP, we might need to find out who your doctor is because it sounds like you get a lot of pleasure every time you go to the doctor.
Yeah, I might need a referral.
Yeah, I definitely need a referral to check out my rectum. She's fucked.
She is
and if fucked. Someone can go num, num, num on it, that'd be lovely.
That's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
TSP, I quite like the short, what do you call that? Not shortening, but like a... abbreviation, is that the right word?
Yeah, abbreviation.
TSP.
I was going to say an acronym, but that's definitely not an acronym.
No.
Nah.
We must give a bit of warning where it's late on Friday afternoon. We're recording this. We've just come back from Sydney.
Yep.
Bit of a weird and wonderful, it wasn't even the weekend, it was Wednesday to Friday basically, wasn't it? But
all hell's broken loose.
We'll probably cover
Friday arvo.
Yeah.
They always say don't, I think today, We can liken it to being in the trade industry.
Yep.
They always say you shouldn't try and do any work after, like any digging or anything like that after 12 PM on a Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Because that when shit, that's when shit goes wrong.
Yeah, okay. So we shouldn't be recording this podcast.
Yeah, essentially. Well, we came back and we started doing some work after 12 PM on a Friday, and shit went belly up. So,
yeah. Yeah, true. It did. Yeah.
Yeah, shit went belly up. So yep. Here we are now. So look. Is that good for what's to come? I don't know.
Who knows?
We could have an absolute shit show of a podcast.
Yep.
But that would basically be staying on track with what it is exactly. 3 days a week.
You guys won't even know the difference.
Exactly.
But yeah, we'll cover off on Wednesday what we got up to, but it was a bloody lovely couple of days. But yep. Let's get into the first call, shall we?
Yes.
Bit of a sports topic, this one.
There you go, lads. Dirty Bird here. Yeah, I was watching fucking Vegas and watching fucking Joey Manu do some fucking weird shit in the field. And it got me thinking. One of the great yarns in school was, do you reckon anyone could ever give themselves a blowjob? Now, we know there's rumours and this and that, but no one can taught their body to get to their lower decker, you know what I mean? The way Joey Manu can... fucking body and arms and shit, I think we might have the first man on the planet to give himself a blowjob. Maybe a rib job. I'm not ruling out a rib job. What do you think, boys? Great day.
Do I know if I'd want to give myself a rim job or blowjob?
No, I don't think I want to give myself either. I would like to... I actually started a little count there because the man started off with so many fuckings...
Did he?
That I thought we were going to go on an absolute fucking journey.
Rampage, yeah.
But we got four.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that impresses me the most with that call there is that we've somehow likened rugby league to fellatio skills.
Yep. And Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. So, look, Joey Manu, contortionist.
Yeah, he... did some unbelievable things in Vegas.
He did. He's a slippery player. Is he slippery enough to go down on himself? I don't think so.
Time will tell, though.
Time will tell. He is going over to France, I believe, to play some rugby.
Is he?
Yeah, he's already signed.
Heck,
a couple of weeks ago.
He'll be getting paid a shitload, I'm guessing.
That's why I'm pretty sure they've got Marky Mark going to the Roosters as his replacement.
Yeah, okay.
And they're trying to get another union person. So, yep. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Quite ironic that league's going after union players when union's such a shit sport, apparently. So, anyway, that's besides the point. Maybe when Manu is over in France, he will learn the way of the Frenchman.
Yep.
They seem to be into some weird shit over there.
Yep.
I don't know.
Slippery shit.
Yeah, exactly. Practice on a frog leg, go down on yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's both slippery objects.
He'd probably have quite a... quite a good like uptake if he was to open up a Patreon or an OnlyFans or something.
Yeah.
With self-fellatio.
Yeah. There'd definitely be a market.
There's a huge market for it, especially if you look like him.
Yeah, fucking oh. There's a huge market for any type of weird shit. I really think this is the year that we start a feet OnlyFans.
Yeah, okay.
I really think it is.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see how it goes.
See what the uptake is.
I'm not going to put my face in any of it.
Yeah, why would you?
Definitely not. Because
this carpet and the caxon would be a good backdrop though.
Oh, it would be. But I'd just like to see what sort of people are out there that would get us to do shit with our feet.
Yeah, probably some pretty twisted ones.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Well, we could do that. We could go get, what are they called? Pedicures, not for your fingers, but for your toes.
Yeah, pedicures.
Get prepped for it. Shave your feet.
Might need to go to a podiatrist to get this fucking thing cut off my foot first.
Yeah, okay.
But that also might add to it. Maybe
people are into that.
Yeah, people are into... non-aesthetic.
We were talking about this the other day when I think it was off the podcast when we were. It was because we were going through airport security to get to Sydney.
Yeah,
and in America they're so strict. You have to take your jumpers off, take your shoes off. And Clutzy was like, "I just take my fucking thongs off."
Yeah, I just take my thongs off going through airport security.
What could he possibly?
What the fuck could I hide in my thongs?
What could he be concealing?
Do you reckon someone's? Do you reckon someone's gone through airport security wearing pluggers that have the bottle cap opener on it? And
yeah.
Absolutely opened up on someone.
Maybe someone tried a bomb under the arch of their heel.
Yeah, possibly. Well, those dancers, man, the arches in their heels.
Yeah.
You can hide anything. In the foot, sorry. Yeah, you can hide anything. Maybe the Americans are onto something.
Yeah, maybe they are.
Also, like, my thongs are so close to being worn through.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're big fucking thongs. You got big feet. Like you could row a boat with them just about.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway.
Not for Alcatraz though.
No, absolutely not.
Adrian.
Let's move on.
Yeah, go. Fellas, how's it going?
Good ball. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Doing all right. Myself for a Friday. It's a scat thought. Just walking up to feed me mate's cat up the road. And beautiful starry night here in the northwest New South Wales. And looked up and saw a plane flying and thought, I couldn't tell if the plane had headlights on or not. Do you know if pilots need to have headlights on to fly a plane? I mean, they don't have to worry about looking at anything, do they? Just a thought. Anyway, hey, Roo.
Good point.
So funny.
I don't think planes do have headlights.
No, I don't think they got fucking lights emergency on lights on the wings, but I'm pretty sure it's just an illuminated cabin.
Yeah, well, like as you said, there's nothing really to hit up there, is there?
No, apart there's
from
not
other planes, but you see them just because of the lights on their wings.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty sure they just tell you like go at this trajectory at this speed.
And then
this altitude, and you'll be fucking sweet. And then eventually we'll tell you, oi, come down.
Here's the runway, bro.
Yeah.
The runway's obviously lit up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they probably wouldn't need lights.
Yeah, otherwise they'd be absolutely fucked. But that would look bizarre if you had a plane with headlights. And then imagine it's like a nice country plane where they've go picking with it or something, and then they've got all the spotties and shit on it.
They can put it on high beam.
Yeah, put it on
imagine
high beam.
High beam for a plane.
Oh, you can probably see it from fucking Brisbane to Auckland.
Like one of the fucking laser pointers.
Yeah. Be so fucked.
Plane just flying insane over your house and looks like the sun's rising.
Imagine, yeah. Fuck, I wonder, scat thought, Neil. I wonder how often when you're in a plane you go over or under another plane during the flight.
Yeah.
Like if that happens. I remember standing up at the Empire State Building and it was like nighttime or some shit. Pretty sure it was on the Empire State when it was nighttime. And we were having a look and there's three major airports and obviously New York's busy as fuck.
It was nighttime or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could have been daytime. Well,
could have been fucking dusk. But anyway, yeah, we were having a look, bro, and the amount of lights moving around that were planes and shit, I was like, oh my God.
Wild, eh?
So fucked.
There's people out there who are like plane people. I can't remember if I told the story, but for those who don't know, I went to Bali last year.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, we were sitting at this beach club and there was this light in the horizon. It was like dull, but it didn't look like it was moving.
Yeah.
Or was moving slowly. Anyway, and I'm like, what the fuck is that thing? I was looking at it for ages. And I'm like, what is that? And someone's girlfriend was like, that's Doha 805. And I was like, what?
That's
she's
so
like, that's
fucked.
The 805 flight that left from Doha. And I was like, what? She put out her phone. She's been tracking it.
That's
like,
so
gets
fucked.
Gets off on fucking tracking planes.
Sounds like our mate Fair.
Yeah, literally. That's the other person I was going to say. Some people love that. Like, they'd be able to point to their plane flying over and be like, oh, that's the fucking Jetstar.
You know what I find funny about those sort of people? They hate like trains and shit.
Yeah.
Plane enthusiasts are not trains. Friends with train enthusiasts.
Which is weird. You think you'd be into both.
Well, exactly. If you like speedy transport or just fucking
transport
in general, exactly. You'd think you'd be an absolute fan of it.
Yeah, like football and cricket. We like both of them.
Fairy thinks that, you know the fella from England?
Yeah.
Francis,
Francis
who loves the trains.
Guy. Yeah.
Thinks he's fucked because he likes trains. I'm like, cunt, you literally you literally request a photo of aeroplanes every time that someone goes to the airport and you get pissed off if they don't.
Yeah.
It's probably why he hasn't spoken to me in a while.
Yeah, we didn't send him any photos.
Yeah.
Any of our research.
I tried to when we went over to when we did the first Brisbane to Auckland leg, and it was the most half-assed attempt I've ever made at taking a photo of a plane.
Nearly as good as your Shania Twain Street photo.
Yeah, no, nothing will ever beat that. Sorry about that, Simo. headlights on planes don't exist.
Yeah, well, as far as we know.
As far as we know, they could.
Pilots, reach out.
Yep.
Let's move on. Hopefully they've got the right fucking call.
Clutch, Darth, how are we? It's good. Liam the Scottish Long here.
Oh, hello there, sir.
Tremendous stuff, Bill. Good to hear. I'm excellent, thank you. So just got a little story here for you. And I thought you'd appreciate it with your adequately named podcast title. So each payday, I go down to the local supermarket here, or Bottle-O, as you guys would call it. Get the beer for the month in. So anyway, went down. Was working from home that day, so went down when it was quite quiet, 11 o'clock. Filled up the trolley with piss. Go to the cash desk. Little guy there, probably wee guy, about 18, 19, first job, couldn't really give a fuck. Anyway, so I tell him, look, there's 8 crates of that, just give him the one to scan through, got chatting to the wee guy, go to pay, look down, and couldn't believe how cheap this was. Anyway, didn't say anything, just kind of thought, look, tap your card, let's go. Walked out, realised the guy had only put 1 crate through and not 8 crates, so I paid, got 84.40 cans of beer for £10, probably about 20 Aussie dollars to you guys.
Fuck.
So yeah, I was fucking buzzing for the rest of the day. That puts the question to you. What's the best thing you've got for free or benefited from something along those lines? Because it feels fucking great. You know, I'll be enjoying those beers knowing that they were free for the rest of the month. Love you guys and the work you're doing.
Thank you for the call,
mate. Thank you, sir.
First of all, that's a man that gets stuck into his work. If he's buying 8 cartons a month,
yeah,
that's fucking 2 a week.
That's great.
That's unbelievable areas.
That's,
I love that.
That's fucking sensational.
Especially when they're fucking free.
Fucking oath. That's going to save a bit.
Yeah, fucking
also oath. $20 for a carton.
Yeah, that's a fucking steal.
That's,
mate.
That hurts to hear.
It does hurt
that's
to hear.
That's so cheap.
I haven't bought a carton in so long, I don't reckon.
Yeah, no, I can't remember the last. I think maybe New Year's.
Yeah.
But, probably. Yeah, look, I'm thinking there was one time that I got charged for something that was like fuck all, and I didn't realise until I got home and was like, oh shit, like I didn't really get charged for it.
Yeah.
It was like food or something like that, and I got like $40 worth of food for like
so good.
$2 or something.
Yeah.
But there's like some occasions. Remember one day like Caitlin and I had like an anniversary at Yoko or something. And they'd forgotten to bring out our cocktails.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, fuck. Like, we'll bring them out now. We'll just wipe them off the bill.
Yeah.
And we got like, I think we got 2 or 3 cocktails each and went to pay. And I was like, this is so cheap. They just wiped 6 cocktails off the price.
So get
I was
in.
Like, this is
like $120
so good, bro. Like, yeah. And that was just, we were both so stoked.
Yeah.
Because I have gone into detail about how I fucked myself with anniversaries and birthdays around that time of year. So to have $120 off a dinner was fucking
sensational.
Awesome.
Yeah, drinks for free. How
yeah, exactly.
That?
I basically ate for free.
I would smash a cocktail right now.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like drinking, but like a nice margarita or something would.
I'm really getting into, particularly with like the weather we've had, just having a nice tasting cocktail.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck, I don't really know. Like, I haven't really had too many instances.
I'm the same. I don't know if I've gotten that lucky, especially recently.
A mate of ours last year, Eden, got a... They had these really cool old school corduroy Queensland Maroons hats.
Yes.
And he went to buy one and they were like $50.
Yeah.
And the chick put it through as either $5 or 50 cents. I'm pretty sure it was 50 cents.
Yeah.
And he tried to tell her and she's like, just tap. And
yeah.
She was from another country, so I don't think understood what he was trying to get at.
Yep.
There was a bit of miscommunication.
Was a free hat.
But yeah, he ended up getting a $50 hat for 50 cents.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Which is great. I got my Bass Pro hat for $10 instead of $35.
Yep. That was
great.
Not really a user error, but same sort of stuff.
No, that was just a man that had stolen a hat, I think.
Who's desperate for an extra hand of blackjack. But
I actually found out something about, because there was quite a bit of that sort of shit going on.
What, people selling stuff?
Yeah, that had been stolen. Saw a bloke from footy last weekend, and he was saying that when he was in Hawaii at the start of the year, there was blokes that, he was with his missus, and they went into Victoria's Secret.
Yep.
And these 3 blokes just walked in, grabbed a handful of shit each, walked out. And apparently there's some rule where they won't prosecute you if it's under $800 worth of stuff.
Oh, really?
So that was the 3rd time they'd hit it that day.
Bang.
And it was 1 p.m.
Fucking hell.
So you must think, like, they just probably go in and go, fuck it, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'll get this. They might get up me and take it off me, but I'm not going to have a criminal charge.
Record, yeah.
It's fucked.
What would you have done if someone in the OYO casino had have offered you some Victoria's Secret underwear for $10?
I just said, look at me, cunt.
I'm not fitting in there.
Give it to me for free and I'll put on a show.
Also, Clutzy got asked again on the way down to Sydney if he wanted an extra fucking
meal. Oh, yeah, it was great. I got, they're only doing biscuits. So I got 2 packs of biscuits.
Yeah, so did I actually benefit off it as well.
It was so good.
That was good.
I think the people in front and behind also got 2 packets of biscuits.
Lucky.
It was great. Shout out to Rex Airlines. I'll be flying with them.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to them. Anyway, let's move on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
How we doing, boys?
Good ball, how are you?
Yeah, that's the go, yeah. Porcelain Painter here, aka Foo Picasso. Welcome back. Hope you guys had a bloody ripper time in Vegas.
We certainly did.
Bloody jealous. Just a quick one, like, I don't know if you guys feel the same about this one, but I got up early this morning, ready to get in, stuck into me work, like the working class man I am.
Respect.
And before I left the house, I had to do 3 shits. I don't know what it is about trying to leave the house and do a shit in your own bloody toilet, but like, I just got this like overwhelming sense of anxiety that I had to pump out everything in my body to feel more comfortable to start the day. But yeah, my legs are like now dead asleep. Anyway. I just wanted to have a quick shout-out to all those working-class boys that are struggling out there. I had a bit of experience with needing a change. I was in a workplace that's quite toxic. So, I made a change, quit my job, found another one. It's so much better. You feel better when you go to a place where you get stuck into your work and you don't feel so crap about it. So if you boys need a change, make a change yourself. You'll feel better for it. Anyway, dream big, fart loud, Chiefs and Chiefs, give them fucking apes.
Yoo-hoo-roo.
Fucking oath. Couldn't agree more. On the first topic there with the pooing, I used to love to just shit at work because it was a good way to start the day.
I do, but, however, love getting it done before leaving the house as well.
Now I try and get it done before I leave the house.
I think it depends on where you're going. Like when I've covered it off a number of times on this podcast about how I used to love shitting in the office because that was a bidet.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't bother at home. But like now, if we go to the gym in the morning, I'm very conscious of needing to shit mid-session.
Yep.
I get up early just so I can have enough time to figure out if I need to shit or not.
Yep.
Because quite often, it's a yes.
Try and back one out. And if you don't have enough time, you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
But I hate that like impending sense of doom sometimes you get where it's like,
you know you got to shit.
Oh my God, if I don't shit, like this is going to be the worst day of my life.
The worst is when you do shit or like half a shit, but you know it's not fully out of you and you're like, that happens to me before the gym, right? I'm on the toilet. I'm like, oh, this is not satisfying. And I know I'm going to have to go within the next 45 minutes of boxing 101 with Dimitri.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, fucking, I do know.
What percentage of sessions do you reckon you and I have shit in the gym that we've been there?
I pretty much shit every time I go.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It was 80? Only the first couple. I've spoken about this before, where once you become familiar with a place and you've shat there once, you will never not shit there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
especially if you're having a John Wayne coffee.
Yeah. But you walk in and your body's just familiar with its surroundings and it's like gets this nice sense of calmness. That's the best way to look at it. Where you're like, okay, everything's going to be all right.
I can let rip here.
Yeah. Fucking oath.
Especially if you know there's like good toilet paper, yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I reckon I'm a very regular shitter there now.
Yep.
Always in the mornings. In the arvos, no. Yeah. But the mornings.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking
get
oath.
It over and done with.
Yeah, so... Oh, well, someone's got to do it.
Exactly right. Let's...
And then just on the other topic as well.
Yeah.
I agree completely. If you're in a shit situation, there's no point... Now, not trying to sound harsh or anything, but there's no point fucking complaining about it. The best thing you will ever do is change.
Do something about it.
When people say that a change of scenery, a change of workplace, change of job is as good as a holiday, they're not fucking lying.
Sometimes
you have like a new lease on life.
Sometimes you don't even realise either. Like I loved my last job. The job before that, not so much. And I didn't even realise how much I didn't like it until I started my new job. And I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to not want to stay in bed every morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is actually great.
It's fucking insane. Hey, like,
I was so nervous about leaving that job to go to my last one.
I remember.
When I did it, I was like, oh my, like after 3 months, I was like, why the fuck did I even consider doing this?
It's like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah, literally.
That's probably the biggest one you get is, why didn't I do this sooner? I remember when I was doing my sales job, I literally some mornings would just sit there and just go, fuck this, and just call in. I wasn't even sick. I just call in sick. And I'd never, ever, ever done that before because all my previous jobs I enjoyed rocking up to.
Yep.
And I was like, if I'm not there, like it's letting someone else down. But with that one, I was like, fuck this. And I didn't realize that it was just because I hated doing the sales aspect of it.
That's it.
Who would have thought that selling Google AdWords is boring?
Yeah. Not me. That's for sure. That sounds fucking riveting. Yeah,
riveting shit. But no, very good message there. Tommy and Cam from Alpha Blokes also preach that a lot, that particularly in the trade industry, if you're in a toxic workplace and you got blokes that are just shit cunts to work with, get the fuck out of there.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many other better places out there.
Yeah.
There's so many characters in that industry. It's not the best work at the best of times, but it is still enjoyable. And the way that you're going to make it the most enjoyable is if you go somewhere where there's good blokes, because it distracts you from what you're doing and you get some of the best fucking yarns out of it as well.
And back yourself. If you do decide to do something new, fucking have a crack.
The worst thing that's going to happen is you go do something else again.
Yeah.
Like, you can stay in the same industry, go to a different industry, whatever. Just fucking... I think the biggest thing is a common misconception at the moment that you have to fucking... And it's been around for a long time that you get a job at like 18 or something, or you start studying something and you got to fucking
see it out
and do that. Fuck me. I can't remember the last time I stuck to something. I enjoy change, but you just got to keep fucking picking and choosing until you find something you like.
Exactly,
and
right.
You'll know it once you do find 100% that.
100% you will.
But yeah, fucking great work.
Absolutely. Let's move on.
Hey, Klutz and Darce, Bay Area native here. So happy that you guys visited San Francisco and saw what it is like up there. But I did just hear you shit on the good name of the bacon dogs. And you called them trash. And I just want to say, those are the best things to have on a night out. Like, literally... Fuck, like, even if they speak Spanish, that shit hits at like 2 a.m. Fucking so good. You have to try one next time you're back over there. Stay out of yourselves. All right, see ya.
The bacon dogs.
Yeah, fuck. Look, I wanted to try one, but it was just... every time we were somewhere, we'd either already eaten or it was just... so fucking overwhelming. I didn't know how much I had to pay.
Hungover.
Yeah. So,
we actually had a second call. I think it was from the Larrikin Locksmith. Can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
Who said the same thing. They're fucking grouse.
I did have a street vendor hot dog in New York once.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. But, like, there's just a time and place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, like, fuck, they love hot dogs over there.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Which
and pizzas
I do love hot dogs
I love
as
hot
well.
Dogs as well, yeah.
I'd sort of want to start getting into my hot dogs, watching footy.
Yeah, Franks.
At home, little Franks, that's the ones.
How good was the hot dog at Allegiant as well?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yep.
The Aussie.
Yeah, the Aussie dog.
The Aussie dog.
Of course we got that.
Yeah, of course we got it. Don't know why it was Aussie, but yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
It was very random.
Shout out to hot dogs.
Shout out to that chick who sounded like she was in a Waymo as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we covered that off, but the self-driving cars, that is so fucked. That is so fucked.
It's a massive head fuck.
Yep. Google it if you don't know what we're talking about. but let us now move forward.
Boys, it's the butt man here. How the fuck are you?
Good, man.
Good.
Yeah, not too bad, Bull.
That's the way, Bull.
Just sitting out on the back patio on the farm, pondering thoughts. And a little thought that hit my head was, laughs are contagious, yawns are contagious. Imagine if farts were contagious. One of your mates drops his fucking guts in a room with fucking 10 other people. And then everyone just has a fucking, a case of the gassies, mate. And it's just fucking... I thought that'd be a crack up. Anyway, tips in your cheeks, or two fingers in your cheeks, depending on how you like it. Give them heaps. Don't share the sheets.
I tell you what, they'd be in trouble if they shared a room with you.
I was going to say, dude, if they shared a room with me, it'd be one non-stop gas factory.
Yeah, you did a fart this morning that sounded like, I don't even know what, like a stomach rumbling or something. Like,
which one was that?
In the hotel room.
Ah, yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
It was good. But what I'm thinking is it could lead to some fun times. You know that guess my fart game?
Imagine that.
You're in a crowd of 30 and it goes, all right, I'm about to let one go.
Everyone ready to guess?
Guess my fart, and then we'll go around and guess everyone else's.
You know what would be fucked, though, is if you got stuck in like a fart circle. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could just be in like infinite fart loop.
Imagine going to the footy.
Oh, Imagine a hotel room, you and I, after a night in Vegas. Be enough methane to fucking burn a hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah, fuck. That could be the real cause of global warming is fart circles.
You know, this morning, Klutzy got up, did a shit, then I went in and did a shit straight after him, and then I had a shower. There was no like air vent in the place we were staying, quite steamy. Out of the bathroom, packed my bag, and then went back in to brush my teeth. And as I walked in, it was like being hit by a wall of fucking steaming hot poo.
Yeah, it wasn't
brutal.
It wasn't good.
It was very brutal.
Wasn't good.
A great hotel.
Great hotel otherwise.
Probably should have spent a bit more time there, but what can you do?
It's all right, fuck it.
Last call. Let's get into it.
Hey, lads, it's the Hindley Street Hooligan here.
G'day, Bull. How are you?
I'm a bit upset at the moment. I've left it a bit too late. So if anyone is selling a Friday night ticket to NRL Magic Ground, please hit me up ASAP because I really want to go watch the Mighty Raiders. Fucking jeeps in your cheeks, give them heaps. And also, anyone else fuck with Vegemite on toast, but then you put grated cheese over the top and then put it in the fucking oven for a bit, pull that bitch back out, put a bit of herb on top. Best fucking thing. Is better than sex. I don't really know because I haven't had sex before. Anyway, boys, save yourselves.
I do love Vegemite on toast. Yeah, I love Vegemite in general.
I know you do. Didn't you say you had it back-to-back when you got...
Yeah, home from America.
So good.
Actually, here's a little pro tip for anyone listening. Toasted Vegemite and cheese sandwich. Obviously, you're going butter, Vegemite, grated cheese. But then you go butter on the outside of the bread as well. I do mine in the frying pan, not like a sandwich press.
Yeah.
What else I do? You sprinkle a bit of extra grated cheese on the top. So when you flip it, it like melts with the butter. It's almost like a cheese crust on the outside of the sandwich.
That's fucked
Give
up.
That a go.
That's so good.
It was delightful. You don't want to have the pan too hot for it, though.
We used to call them small soldiers, Vegemite soldiers.
Yeah.
Where you get them and you get the bread cut up into fours.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't had it for a while.
I had Vegemite sandwich when I got home today from Sydney.
I need to do Vegemite and cheese.
Yeah.
In the oven.
Unbelievable. So yeah.
Yeah. One of the great meals you can
You just
have.
Never get sick of it, hey?
Fuck Ever. No. No. Nah. It's actually so good.
Yeah.
Also, if you're keen on that ticket, hopefully someone can sort you out. But even if they don't, there's a big screen in the Caco car park that it's just the whole Magic Round, there's just a fucking full car park watching the game on the big screen, and you can hear all the reactions from the stadium. Yep. So it's fucking sick.
Assuming,
it's literally like you're there.
I'm assuming if he sent that message that tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
Which means we don't have any yet again. Oh. So we'll just be at the Caxton the whole time.
Oh, no. It looks like I'm spending 50 hours at the Caxton again for a three or four day period.
We've already started planning some stuff for Magic Round as well.
Yep. Going to try and be on top of it this year.
Yep. Talks of a human vending machine.
Yeah. That would very be fucking interesting. Cool.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all we got time for today. Thanks for tuning in. I guess we'll see you Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK, which stands for Boost Week.
Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.